This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Jonathan Perkins. He is the founder of Jonathan Perkins Injury Lawyers. And what we're going to be talking about this morning is age discrimination and claims of it in the workplace on the rise. And many people, like so over the age of 40, really not aware of their rights. And that will be the focus of our conversation today. Jonathan, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Nice to see you.
And can you tell us a little bit about employment discrimination in general?
Well, generally speaking, what we find is that employment discrimination covers the gamut of discriminatory practices with respect to employees, prospective employees, and so forth, where people might come in for an interview and potentially are not hired because of some discriminatory reason, whether based on age or race or national origin or gender or something of that nature, or people who are employed and are discriminated against, perhaps in what they're paid versus other people who are not in that particular group that's being discriminated against, or they might be terminated because of age or some other reason, or perhaps they're talked down to because of their gender or race or whatever it might be. So all of these things are should not be happening to employees, and it's something that the area of employment discrimination seeks to certainly diminish and try to limit the amount of that happening.
And what is the legal definition of age employment discrimination?
Well, generally speaking, Congress made it illegal back in 1967 by the passage of what they call ADEA, the Age Discrimination and Employment Act, to treat older workers differently from how younger workers are treated. There are very few exceptions to that, you know, where the proof of age, where the issue of one's age might be very important, such as an airline pilot, something of that nature. But other than that, if an employee is older than 40 years old and feels that he or she is being discriminated against in some fashion because of his or her age, that is the makings of an employment discrimination claim.
And what is the state of Connecticut doing to address age discrimination?
Well, in the state, certainly, if someone does feel that he or she has been discriminated against because of his or her age, there is the ability to make a claim with the Connecticut Human Rights and Opportunities Commission, sometimes called the CHRO. And I would caution people who feel they have been discriminated against because of their age that you have to file that claim within 180 days of the event that was discriminatory. In Connecticut, there's also discussion there's a bill that's been proposed in Hartford to prohibit, for example, asking prospective employers on their employment application about their age or other variations that would imply their age, such as the date they graduated school or college or what have you.
How prevalent is our claims of age discrimination?
Well, we've found for ourselves, our firm, Jonathan Perkins Injury Lawyers, has been working for many years in the area of representing people who've been injured as a result of the fault of someone else. So we've covered the gamut of personal injury, medical malpractice, wrongful death, and so forth claims. But we've managed to collect hundreds of millions of dollars for our clients over the years. And we have found in the last couple of years that we've had more people calling us about discrimination that they feel that they've encountered in the workplace, and that includes age discrimination. And so what we've done is we started our employment discrimination practice. We added that the beginning of the year, and we see that the people are calling almost every day now with employment discrimination claims, including those for age discrimination.
Do you have some examples of company policies that for older workers should raise a red flag?
Well, certainly if you see that older workers are being laid off, they may be calling it a layoff, and in bigger numbers than younger people, that is certainly an indication that something not appropriate is occurring there. We find that some companies are calling job cuts. They're essentially requiring retirement by saying they're laying off a bunch of people, and you find that a lot of them are older than the people who are coming in. And often in those circumstances, there's a tendency one can see to potentially rehire those people on a part-time basis to do the same work at lower income. Mm-hmm. And of course, if someone is discriminated against and loses his or her job because of his or her age, that is, in effect, doubly at least harmful to that person, because it's easier for younger people generally to get a new job than it is for older people. So it can be pretty devastating when that occurs, and it's something we wish to discourage. And if people want more information on this, certainly go to our website, 800perkins.com, where we have information on that. Or people could call us at 1-800-PERKINS, and by all means, we can fill them in on the options they have.
Now, if somebody wants to file a claim or needs to file a claim for age discrimination, what types of proof do they need to provide?
Well, it's important that someone who feels that he or she's being discriminated against at work, we would suggest and recommend that this person keep the notes or a diary of what's occurring, because some of these things may each event on its own may seem not that important. But if when you combine them all together and you can point to 20 different events that occurred over the course of a year, each of which was arguably discriminatory based on age, and you put them all together and it becomes very clear that there's a pattern. So keep track of those things. Compare how you were treated as compared to your younger coworkers in terms of when people got promotions and what they were being paid. By all means, if you have an employment contract, get a copy, keep a copy of that so we can take a look and see where the terms of that have been not followed by the employer. And also, if there are internal communications at work, memoranda, memos, letters, emails, those kinds of things which might contain arguably discriminatory language, that we tend to see more of these claims now, I think, for two primary reasons. One, there are more older workers than they used to be. And two, with the advent of the internet and use of those types of skills, you tend to see people saying, well, I know it might be harder for an older person to use the internet skillfully than a younger person, that kind of thing. Now, it might not directly say, they may not say that's the reason, but you may see emails going back and forth mentioning things like that.
Well, we've got so much more to talk about. I wish we had more time, but we are all out of it for right now. Jonathan, if people would like more information about what we've been talking about and age discrimination, where's the best place to go?
Well, by all means, give us a call at at 1-800-PERKINS or go to our website, 800perkins.com, for information.
All right, Jonathan, thank you very much.
Bill, very nice to see you.
All right, nice to see you again. Jonathan Perkins, founder of Jonathan Perkins Injury Lawyers. We've been talking about combating age discrimination in the workplace this morning, and that's our program. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.